Welcome to our second episode of Wakefield Alumni Spotlight. And for this episode, we have Josh Carey, who is alumni from the class of 2021. Josh, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thanks so much. Happy to be here.
Good. Please, can you start off by just letting us know a little bit about what you have been doing since you've left Wakefield?
Yeah, absolutely. So, graduated May 2021, and I started at UVA, I think it was August, September of 2021 as well, and basically went in with a kinesiology degree on my mind, and have been doing that, chasing that for the last 3 years or so. Was on the rowing team for a little bit, and just sort of hopping into different ventures and different clubs and things like that. But recently started my own business back in May of 2023. And so that has been, with academics, sort of my secondary focus at the moment.
And what's the name of your company that you've started?
Yeah, so it used to be a very, very creative name. Well, I mean, I don't know how I came up with this one, but it used to be called Carey's Training, because it's an online health coaching service. But we recently rebranded, and the name is now Cerebellum Performance Coaching.
And tell us a little bit about what type of coaching, maybe it encompasses everything.
Yeah, absolutely. So my biggest thing, I worked as a trainer for a bit, and the biggest thing for me was that I love the fact that I could help people with exercise.
Love that.
And you would go in and people would be excited to see you and like, hey, you know, oh, you know, we got 45 minutes, let's train. And while you're there, it's fantastic. The person's having a great time. And that only happens like 1 to 3 times a week for 45 minutes. So it's like, well, we know exercise is only like 10 to 15% of you actually improving your health. What are you doing for the rest of that time? Are we really helping you become more healthy? And so what I did is, instead of doing sort of the health part, the exercise part, the in-person training, we switched to an online model back in 2023, where we help with the exercise, we help with the nutrition, and we had weekly one-on-one consultations to sort of check in, see where they're at, and that sort of thing. And over the last few months, as we became Cerebellum Performance Coaching, what we further transitioned into was helping ambitious individuals to not only improve their current health through, you know, the exercise regimes, through the nutritional guides, but also to overall impact their longevity. So instead of just being like, hey, how much weight do you want to lose, or how much muscle do you want to gain, and what do you want to do in terms of, you know, exercise and that sort of thing, we started looking at, you know, biomarkers and started doing blood testing and things of that nature. So instead of it just being, hey, you know, this is what I think I want, well, we can absolutely have that as well in terms of your goals, but here's what you actually need as well. So all of our programming, whether it's the exercise, whether it's the nutrition, whether it's suggestions for supplementation and things of that nature, it's all based off of not only what you want in terms of your goals, but it's also based off of what you actually need, what your body's telling us. And so that's what it's sort of transitioned into, and that's what it's become.
Wonderful. Now, have you, during your time at UVA or just your time pursuing, has there been a mentor for you, or has there been someone there to not just encourage you, but just, you know, say, hey, this is the way, you know, guiding you in different aspects, or is this something that has always been what you have wanted to do?
For me, I would say that at UVA, there hasn't been a mentor, but I think the biggest impact that UVA has had on me are two things. Number one, it's I've met a lot of people who know people who know people that help me, sort of thing. So building connections and things of that nature. And also, it's taught me what I don't want, right? Because I think in terms of what you do want, that's fantastic. But in order to know what you do want, you sort of have to remove everything else.
Sure.
Right. So I came into UVA thinking I was going to be an athletic trainer, sort of went down that route, had an internship with the football team, sort of figured out, okay, the athletic training and the strength and conditioning, that's not really what I want. Did in-person training while I was at UVA as well. Sort of realized, okay, that's probably not what I want. And so I think those are the biggest things that UVA has helped me to do and has helped me with. But in terms of having a mentor, honestly, there have been, I'd say, four people, two of which are my parents, have been the biggest mentors for me. And I, to be completely honest, and I think a lot of teenagers, when they sort of go through that phase of their life, they sort of view their parents almost as like, oh, they're holding me back, right? Oh, okay, they've taught me this for so long, I need to break free and do the exact opposite of that. So I went through that phase, as most teenagers do.
Sure.
And just in the last year or so, I've really just started to be like, actually, hold on. Maybe they know what they're talking about a little bit. So my dad, has that entrepreneurial spirit as well. My mom, she definitely has that spirit, that ambition. And so I've learned a lot from them. And I have a business coach as well. I used to have another one, but my business coach, who used to be my soccer coach when I played for the semi-pro team back in 2 or 3 years ago, he transitioned into an executive coach, and he's been a great mentor for me in the last year, not just on the business side, but also the personal side. So I'd say the two business sort of coaches I've had, and then most importantly, my parents have really helped me.
Can you share with us your thoughts on the pathways? Like you said, you changed, right?
Yeah.
You were changing. Is that something that hindered you, or were you excited about your new changes? I mean, I know they're scary because you had thought of something that you wanted to do and wanted to be, but to change your thought process.
I think if you really want to achieve something great, which for most people, I think they would agree that achieving something great is just being able to do something that you like to do consistently. So in order to achieve something great, you need to be willing to lose, right? You have to have that risk and take risk. And so, yeah, being open-minded and being being okay with losing in the pursuit of trying to accomplish something greater, I think you have to be open to. And for me, change has been something that, you know, I've been doing a lot of in the last few years. And most people, once they're, you know, out of high school, they're trying to figure out who they are and what they want to do. And one of my clients yesterday, he's 23, 24, and he was a bit down. And I'm like, you know, buddy, what's going on? He's like, dude, I just feel like I should have things figured out by now. I should be doing something that I love. I shouldn't be still living with my parents. I should be doing something that I love. I'm like, brother, how old are you? He's like, 23. I'm like, you could literally not do anything for the next 5-10 years. And you could still succeed 5-10 years. So I think a lot of the times kids have a lot of pressure on themselves, not only from themselves, but also sort of this idea that, you know, you have to go through high school and then you have to get college, which everyone has, you know, 4 years of college now. So the new thing is a master's degree or a doctor degree and that sort of thing. You know, I think that causes a lot of unnecessary stress. Kids are sort of set on this idea of going from high school and then you have to do 4 years of college and then you have to do something else and use that degree. I think it would be best if you found out, okay, what is one, 2-3 skills that I could really get good at. Really, really get good at. Something that maybe I enjoy and passionate about. And then once you go outside of high school, see if college is the right thing for you off of those skills. If it is, great, fantastic, go the college route. If it's not, then don't.
Absolutely.
It doesn't make sense. Because I think a lot of kids, to sort of answer your question, I think a lot of kids put a lot of stress on themselves and parents and their environment. It puts a ton of stress on them to go through this, you know, this route and have everything figured out by 22, 23, 24, which is absolutely ridiculous. So,
I mean, I don't even know what I want to be when I grow up. I mean,
exactly.
I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, I think I read somewhere where you go through like 5 different career choices in a lifetime. And it doesn't mean that it might not be what you set out to do, but they all kind of have this kind of balance to each other because of what you're doing in your life at the moment.
Right.
So I think that's something that in this day and age when the young people come out of high school, especially like a Wakefield school where, you know, it is an independent school and we do really, you know, want everyone to exceed to their full potential, but we also do believe of, you know, their talents, right? They're not just academically, but what they want to do to become this person, you know, a better person in their lives outside of school, you know, focus on who they want to be and contribute back into the world. But
because if you talk to most people who are, you know, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and you ask them, do you still have the same mindset that you did at 18, right. 19, 20? So absolutely not, right? Absolutely not. Right. And so you sort of, when you think about it that way, it wouldn't make sense for you to have things figured out because unless you haven't changed in 40 years, then it wouldn't make sense for you to have the same career path or want the same things. So.
Okay, for Cerebellum Coaching, where do you see this going for you? I mean, as we talk about, you know, you know, lines and goals for you. I mean, Cerebellum is one thing. Is this where you see your life's work at, or is this just like a stepping stone for you to go on to something else?
Completely. So it's funny that you mentioned that because literally tomorrow, that coach that I was talking about, that executive coach, he's got a workshop with all of his clients. And so the whole theme of the workshop is, where do you want to be in 10 years, right? And so not only do where you want to be in 3-10 years, but also what you want your impact to be for 70 years, the next 70 years, which is someone who's, you know, 21, not even 22 yet, sort of like, I don't even know where I want to be in, you know, 3 years. And most people don't. But that practice has really helped me to understand what I want to accomplish and what I want Cerebellum to accomplish, which is to overall help the next generation of kids to be stronger and healthier, both physically and mentally. So for me, what that looks like is expanding. We're going to be building our first facility in the next 3 to 4 years. Mm-hmm. So we'll have that and sort of be creating different facilities across the East Coast and then the Midwest, and so on and so forth. But the biggest thing for me is that I would like to see schools and I would like to see other institutions be able to educate the youth about health, not only physically, but also mentally.
Sure.
Because I think right now, you know, the sort of rhetoric is, you know, you should just act out your feelings, and, you know, whoever you are is perfect, and, you know, that sort of thing. And while that sounds great, realistically, it ultimately doesn't, life doesn't really work like that, right? If you don't want to go to work, okay, you don't want to go to work, but you still got to put food on the table. So right. This whole idea of making the next generation healthier and stronger is what I want to personally accomplish, and the vessel that's through right now, and what I intend for the next few years, at least, is through Cerebellum Performance Coaching. So a big part of what we do is we work with leaders, we work with ambitious individuals who want to improve their life, whether it's in terms of their health, you know, their business life, their family life, whatever it is. And so what we'll be accomplishing, and we're already sort of in the process of finding place and talking to people about it, is how can we create an environment where it's very select, right? Only people within Cerebellum and their family members can go to, with this sense of luxury, but also this sense of, you know, we're here to not only improve physically, but also in terms of business and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be having consultation rooms. It's going to be, you know, big old gym with the cryotherapy and the sauna and everything like that, and a little kids gym and everything like that. But the whole idea of these facilities is, you know, as someone who's under Cerebellum, we want you to feel like, you know, not only are you improving, but that you're special,
because mm-hmm.
you are special. And if you are willing to invest in your health and you're willing to invest in your future, we want to reward you for that by providing you with these fantastic facilities and giving you this opportunity to network as well with people who are also ambitious, also leaders in that area. So that's what we envision. And like I said, the first one should be popping up here in the next few years.
That's exciting. Now, on that note, can you tell us a little bit more about what you are doing in your upcoming workshops at Wakefield
yeah.
School? Would I believe they're in November, correct?
Mm-hmm.
November, the dates.
Yeah. So we've got one at Wakefield School, which mm-hmm. is going to be, you know, Ashley, obviously Ashley Harper, Parsa is going to be there. There's going to be a few students who are going to go up and talk. And the whole idea, the whole theme of this workshop on November 13th at Wakefield is this idea of leading by example going into 2025, right? We could talk about, you know, all these fantastic quotes, right? The cat posters that you can have up in your wall and you can read every morning, and the daily affirmations to make you feel, you know, like a leader and motivated and that sort of thing. And you can talk about this and that. But in my experience, the best way to lead and the most inspired I've felt is when someone else is truly doing what I want to do, right? Like, for example, if I, you know, back in the day, you might remember the Dominic boys.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah. So the Connor Dominic, I think this was maybe when I was in sixth, seventh grade, he actually came over to my house, and he was in high school at this time, mm-hmm. And already like 6'11", so very, very tall. And so he came over, and we were talking about soccer. We were playing FIFA because at that time, you know, soccer was my life, and he was just this, you know, huge, strong soccer player. And so we were having this conversation, and he was telling me about, you know, all what he's done, and you know, we had lunch together, and I would see how he eats and that sort of thing. And so even now, looking back on that, how I see Connor is I see him as a leader, not because of, you know, some quotes or anything like that, but how he actually was leading by example. He was in great shape, the way he spoke, he was very confident and things of that nature. You know, actually another example of this a few weeks ago is I just joined a new church about two months ago, and one of my buddies, Grayson, actually got baptized, which was fantastic for him. And me and another guy, Graham, we were like sort of on the fence of if we wanted to do it or not, because we're sort of still new to Christianity and everything like that. And so because of Grayson and his, you know, leadership, what that enabled us to do was like, oh, well, if he can do it, then surely we can do it. So we had those tough conversations, and actually Graham and I ended up getting baptized last Sunday.
Oh, congratulations.
Awesome. But yeah, so just go back to this idea, you know, this whole idea of leading by example. That's the main theme of this workshop on November 13th at Wakefield. And then we also have another workshop as well on November 20th, which is going to be in Ashburn. So yeah, but for the Wakefield event specifically, like I said, students are going to be up there. Parsa is going to be up there talking about mental resilience. Ashley's going to be up there talking about her experience with Cerebellum as well. And one thing that I'll mention here, which is sort of a little preview, you know, whatever you want to call it,
sure,
is since we partnered with Wakefield, the percentage of the investment that we get from parents that go to the workshop and invest in Cerebellum will actually directly go back to Wakefield. Area.
Now, is this something that you foresee, like Cerebellum coaching going into, you know, on a school level, possibly to, you know, teach them, you know, not only strength, you know, physical strength, but again, you said the mental strength, but, you know, the work life school balance that all of these, you know, kids at such a young age, you know, struggle with, you know, you notice it in this, you know, in middle school when they enter and all through high school where they go and, you know, they want to be part of the athletic team, but they really need to get their grades up. And I mean, again, it carries them through setting the foundation of a successful individual into their adult life. Again, the work-life balance, school balance is so important. Is that something that you know, possibly see this going in a way?
Yeah, absolutely. So that train is already on the tracks.
Yeah, so, I knew it wouldn't be for you.
Like I said, Parsa, he's going to be teaching a class about mental resilience. And then he's also going to be working with, I believe, starting November, he's going to be working with the winter athletes and things of that nature. You know, how can we build mental resilience? How can we manage a busy, you know, like you said, work-life balance and all of that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So absolutely, we want to get more involved in the school. If we want to make a healthier next generation, we need to start with them. So
Wonderful. Well, we look forward to hearing you on November 13th. I think it's an exciting partnership for Wakefield, not only for, you know, the ones that are there right now, but just the future of Wakefield and all that you can accomplish in their growth there.
Yeah.
As a school community. So definitely look forward to that. Other than Cerebellum, what else do you like to do, Josh? There are other things. I mean, football is life, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
But what other things do you like to do in your spare time?
So Oh, I'm gonna sound like a weirdo now. So, but I basically wake up at my sort of routine at the moment is waking up around 5:30, getting some work done, and then sort of calls and class in the afternoon, and homework and everything like that. So I don't do too much. I do play soccer on the weekends. I'm in a soccer league outside of school with a bunch of my buddies. You know, I'm in a Bible study, church, and I hang out with a lot of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, like I said, I'm going to sound like a weirdo, but that is what I love to do.
Sure.
I think if you love to do something and it helps other people, then just crack on.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've been doing.
Well, Josh, thank you so much for your time today. We really look forward to this partnership with Cerebellum Coaching. And do you have a website that we can go to, or is there anything, where can we find you other than at Wakefield?
Yeah. So website is www.cperformancecoaching.com. We're on Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube. What else are we on? Facebook. So we're all over as well. I sort of feel like an octopus sometimes, just like posting on all these different social media platforms and everything, but it's a lot of fun. And like I said, the workshops, November 13th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at Wakefield, and then November 20th in Ashburn.
Mm-hmm.
So, in time.
Well, again, thank you so much for your time, and we can't wait to see what you guys do. So yeah. Thank you.
I'm excited. Thank you.